ओम अज्ञानतमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुः उन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन्निति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणे प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादि पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कान्त राधा कान्त नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये अष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः यता हि यूयं नृपदेव दुस्त्यजात् आपद्गणादुत्तरतात्मनः प्रभोः यत्पादपङ्केरुह सेवया भवान् आहारशीनिर्जित दिग्गजः क्रतून् यथा हि यूयं नृपदेव दुस्त्यजात् आपद्गणादुत्तरतात्मनः प्रभोः यत्पादपङ्केरुह सेवया भवान् आहारशीनिर्जित दिग्गजः क्रतून् यथा हि यूयं नृपदेव दुस्त्यजात् आपद्गणादुत्तरतात्मनः प्रभोः यत्पादपङ्केरुह सेवया भवान् आहारशीनिर्जित दिग्गजः क्रतून् यथा हि योऽयं नृपदेवदस्त्यजात् आपद्गणादुत्तरतात्मनः प्रभोः यत्पादपङ्केरुहसेवया भवान् अहारशीनिर्जितदिग्गजः क्रतून् यथा हि यूयं नृपदेवदस्त्यजात् आपद्गणादुत्तरतात्मनः प्रभोः यत्पादपङ्केरुहसेवया भवान् आहारशेन्यर्जितदिग्गजः क्रतून् वैष्णवीस् यथा as he indeed yoyam all of you pandavas nripadeva o lord of the kings human beings and demigods dustyajat insurmountable apad dangerous conditions ganat from all uttarata escaped atmanah own prabho of the lord whose lotus feet sevaya by serving bhavan yourself aharashit performed nirjita defeating diggajah the most powerful enemies who were like elephants kratun ritualistic ceremonies translation purport by his divine grace as bhaktivedanta swami prabhupada prabhupada ki o king Yudhishthira because of your service bright na yeah. O king Yudhishthira because of your service to the supreme lord all of you pandavas defeated the greatest dangers posed by numerous kings and demigods by serving the lotus feet of Krishna you conquered great enemies who were like elephants and thus you collected ingredients for sacrifice by his grace may you be delivered from material involvement purport placing himself as an ordinary householder maharaj yudhishthir inquired from narada muni how a grihamodadhi a person who is entangled in household life and who thus continues to remain a fool can be delivered narada muni encouraged maharaj yudhishthir by saying you are already on the safe side because you along with your entire family have become a pure devotee of Krishna by Krishna's grace the Pandavas conquered in the battlefield of in the battle of Kurukshetra and were saved from many dangers posed not only by the kings but sometimes even by the demigods thus they are a practical example of how to live in security and safety by the grace of Krishna everyone should follow the example of the Pandavas who showed how to be saved by the grace of Krishna our Krishna consciousness movement is intended to teach how everyone can live peacefully in this material world and at the end of life return home back to Godhead in the material world there are always dangers at every step padam padam yat vipadam natesham nonetheless if one takes shelter of Krishna without hesitation and keeps under the shelter of Krishna he can easily cross over the ocean of nations samashita ye padapallava plama mahatpadam punya yasho murarehe to the devotee this great ocean of nations becomes like a puddle of water in the hoof print of a cow a pure devotee without embarrassing himself by trying for elevation in so many ways stays in the safest position as a servant of Krishna and thus his life is eternally safe without a doubt so we are going to repeat one sentence please all of you repeat a pure devotee without embarrassing himself by trying for elevation in so many ways stays in the safest position as a servant of Krishna and thus his life is eternally safe without a doubt. So we welcome all of you for this Sunday morning Srimad Bhagavatam. If our every day goes in becoming a day of increasing wisdom of Srimad Bhagavatam, increasing understanding of Prabhupada's purports, and increasing joy in the safe shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, our life would be lived worth fulfilling. Would be a worthy life. So this is a very meaningful and deep statement about Pandavas. A pure devotee, without embarrassing himself by trying for elevation in so many ways, stays in the safest position as a servant of Krishna. And thus his life is eternally safe without a doubt. So immediately after this, you will see Narada is going to, you know, tell about his own previous life. Aham pura bhavam kaschid gandharva upabarhana namna namna atite mahakalpe gandharvanam susammatah. He's saying that in one of the previous mahakalpa, I was a gandharva known as upabarhana. I was very respected by the other gandharvas, he says. And then he's saying,
Rupa Peshala Madhurya Saugandha Saugandhya Priyadarshanaha Strinam Priyatamonityam Matta Swapura Lampataha.
I had a beautiful face and a pleasing, attractive bodily structure. How many of us want a beautiful face and a pleasing and attractive bodily structure? People go to gym to have an attractive structure, bodily structure. They want to have a beautiful face also and attractive bodily structure also. Decorated with flower garlands and sandalwood pulp. Sandalwood pulp is the ancient day scent. Modern day scent is people put deodorants and all. That time they used to put sandalwood pulp. So I was wearing flower garlands and sandalwood pulp. I was most pleasing to the women of my city. Thus I was bewildered, always feeling lusty desires. So he says he was like a playboy, attracted to women, and women were also attracted to him. See, Prabhupada says Purana was very expert in decorating himself to attract the attention of women, and thus he became a playboy, he says. You see this? See, I am not saying this, you see. Your Prabhupada says. And then Prabhupada says, to be a playboy in this life is unfortunate, because too much attraction to women will lead one fall into the association of Shudras, who can easily take advantage of mingling with women without restriction. Like the Prabhupada says, in this age of Kali, when people are manda, sumanda mateha, very bad because of a Shudra mentality, such a free mingling is prominent. And among the higher classes, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, there is no chance for men to mingle with women freely. But in the Shudra community, such a mingling is open. Because there is no cultural education in this age of Kali. Everyone is spiritual. You see, one word is solid word. There is no cultural education, one thing. And in this age of Kali, everyone is spiritually untrained. Everyone is therefore considered a Shudra. Shudra Kalpa Hi Brahmana Kalisambhava. When all the people become Shudras, certainly they are very bad. Thus they manufacture their own way of life with the result that they gradually become unfortunate, mandabhagya. And furthermore, they are always disturbed by various circumstances. Ekada devasatretu gandharva apsarana apsarasam ganaha upahuta vishvasrigbhir hari gatopa gayane. He is saying, there was one occasion, see, hari gata upagayane means it was an assembly where people were coming together and discussing harikata. And they were singing the glories of Hari. So it was the Deva Satra. So he says that at that time the Gandharvas and Apsaras, they all were invited for the same. And who had invited? Vishwasrigbhi, the greatest of the demigods called Prajapatis. They had invited. So it was a very serious assembly.
So the Prajapatis had invited Gandharvas and Apsaras also to come for the assembly to attend the Bhagavatam class. Imagine it was such an assembly like this, where all the people who are eager to hear and sing the glories of the Lord were invited. So when this Upabharana, Gandharva also went at that time. That time what happened? He says,
Aham chagayam stad vidvan stribihi parivrito gataha.
See, I also went for that program, assembly, but stribihi parivrito gataha. But I went surrounded by women.
And jnatva vishvasrijas tanme helanam she purojasa yahitvam shudratamashu nashtashri krita helanaha.
She is saying, knowing well that the Prajapatis who are managing the universal affairs, they saw that my I was also singing along with everybody, but my attitude of singing was very helanam. So I very neglectfully sang, or like joking. Sometimes people joke. He was actually surrounded by girls and he was singing in a neglectful way. They saw that and they became angry. Right, this fellow is coming to a serious assembly and doing rowdy activity. Rowdy-like activity. Shepuhu, they cursed me. Ojasa, with great force. What they said? Yahitvam shudratam. Ashu, quickly you become a shudra. Like that they told him. Nashtashri, let your beauty be destroyed. They said. Kritahelanaha, because of transgressing the etiquette. So therefore, therefore we are taught the etiquette of right behavior, how one should behave. So, and one should not mistreat great souls. One should not play with fire. You know that some of the Yadu boys like Samba and his friends went to Narada and other sages, and they were all in a mandapam. So these boys went and put a pillow inside the shirt of Samba, and then went and put this thing also like this, and put and said, this girl is pregnant, and but she is very shy to ask you all whether she will get a boy or a girl. Please kindly tell. Very humbly they approached sages, but that was not actually humility, that was artificial humility. And sages saw that, so you are teasing us, you are teasing people who are giving the message of God. They said, she will get an iron rod, like that they said. My Lord, they were shocked, what is this? Then they wanted to open the shirt and take out the pillow. There was no pillow, there was iron rod inside. Of course, they took the iron rod and went to Ugrasena. Ugrasena told them, hey, you people have done a great blunder. You have offended saintly people. He said, the sages had told them that this iron rod will become the cause of the death. So he told them, make it into powder and throw it away in the ocean. Of course, the news was not taken to Krishna at all. They suppressed it. Because they were afraid, if we tell Krishna, he'll be upset. So it was made powder, but those were the powders which came back in the ocean waves and formed stalks of sticks. They became sticks which were later on taken by the Yadus to beat one another. And the death happened. So Viprashapa Vimudhanam, it is said. So there the word Viprashapa Vimodhanam is used. Because they got a Viprashap, they hit each other. That is the external reason. Internal reason is the Lord wanted to take all the Yadus back to spiritual abode, and he didn't want them to remain after his presence, after his absence in this world. But the point is also emphasized by Prabhupada there, that one should not misbehave. Imagine somebody going to a permit room or a beer bar behaves in a certain way there. But one shouldn't behave like that in a temple, if somebody comes to temple. So there was a Sankirtan of Lord's holy name and holy katha going on, are arranged by the Prajapatis, and many demigods are invited. In that, the Apsaras and Gandharvas are also invited. See, Gandharvas are used to singing and Apsaras are used to dancing. And there is nothing wrong with their singing and dancing, provided they do it for the pleasure of the Lord. But sometimes it is seen, sometimes in certain places, the singers may do the kirtan for the sake of attracting the opposite sex, and the opposite sex may also dance to attract the singers. That kind of behavior was exhibited by this Upabharana, Gandharva. So he got a curse by them. So Prabhupada says, Shravanam Kirtana Vishnu should be done. Unfortunately, there are foolish persons who invent some process of Kirtana on the basis of demigod's name. Prabhupada also says that he was singing some other song not in line with what everybody was singing. So, then what happened? He says, Tavat Dasyam Aham Jagni Tatrapi Brahmavadinam Sushrushayan Sangena Praptoham Brahmaputrana Putratam. He's saying, although I took the birth as a Shudra from the womb of a maid servant, I engaged in the service of the Vaishnavas who were well versed in Vedic knowledge. Consequently, in this life, I got the opportunity to take birth as a son of Lord Brahma. Who is that person? Ah, Narada. So why he is saying, in this world, if one is condemned to a lower birth or some kind of misfortune, if one is subjected to, even in such a unfortunate state also, one still has a scope to carve a very beautiful destiny. How do you carve your destiny? It's explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. In this world, people think, if I collect many opulences, that is my success. That is my good fortune. And if I'm bereft of material opulences, that is my misfortune. But Bhagavatam says just the opposite. It doesn't say that, by collecting the material goods, opulences, you get good luck, otherwise you get bad luck. Bhagavatam says, the only opulence in this world is association with devotees. And if somebody gets that association, of course, association in this world can be elevating or degrading, depending on whose association you get. So, one can carve one's destiny by three things. Iccha Shakti, Kriya Shakti, Jnana Shakti, we say. Iccha Shakti means desire. And Jnana Shakti means knowledge, to have the knowledge of what is the right thing to desire. And Kriya Shakti means to act as per the association achieved. So these three things actually carve our future destiny. And that is what he says he did. Who? The Dasiputra. So just prior to this, I read about Yudhishthira Maharaj. Narada was telling Yudhishthira Maharaj that, oh Yudhishthira, because of your service to the Supreme Lord, all of you Pandavas defeated the great dangers which came in your life. And your enemies were all like great elephants. And by that Lord's grace, you won over them, and then let all of you be delivered from material involvement, and you attain the Parampadam Vaikuntha. Like that Narada is telling Yudhishthira. And immediately after that, he is telling this story, his own personal life. Narada had three lives. One life was the Upabharghana Gandharva, about whom we are talking now. And then he fell down as a Dasiputra in a village, somewhere in some remote place, unknown to the world, and not so important parentage. And then you all know, he met the Bhaktivedantas, and then he served them. And then he elevated himself by that association. Then in the third life he became Narada. So here he is saying that I chose the good association. So I put it in everything, it becomes very easy to see. Just 1 minute, I'll just make it bigger. Is it big enough? Big enough? Okay. You see, generally, people think that Pandavas, their life was full of troubles. They took shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. And that type of troubles are often hated by people. See, Srila Prabhupada says, in one place, even in Vrindavan, there were always dangers. Every day somebody came, Agasur came, Bakasur came, Trinavarta came, Putana came. In fact, they even moved. They found that in Gokul Mahavan there were problems, then they moved to Vrindavan, isn't it? You will always find that there were dangers coming in different shapes and forms. Why I'm saying dangers coming in different shapes and forms? Agasura was of the form of a serpent, isn't it? Bakasura was like a bird, isn't it? Trinavarta came as a whirlwind. And even Kaliya came as a multi-hooded, thousand-hooded serpent. And you find Keshi, he came as a horse. Like you find different type of demons came in Vrindavan. So generally we talk of Vrindavan as a very peaceful and happy place where we all want to go. If there are also dangers there, one may wonder, do I really want to go there? Of course, in the spiritual world, there are no such demons. But there is sound of the demons in spiritual world. It is mentioned that there is a shadow of the demons, the sound, the behavior of the demons in order to create adventure in Krishna's pastimes. So, Srila Prabhupada has explained this very beautifully with an analogy. He says there are three categories of people in this world. Bubukshu, Mumukshu, Jivan Mukta. Bubukshu are the people who are trying to enjoy the material world and getting terrible sufferings in this world. Mumukshu are the people who are struggling to become liberated from this world. And Jivan Mukta are the people who are already liberated. So these three people are compared, in Prabhupada compares with a sick person, a liberated person and a pure devotee. Prabhupada says a sick, for example, when we all are sick, say imagine one of us has a viral fever or something. Do you think all your activities come to a stop? We do activity, but the activities are all painful. For example, we are vomiting in the sink. We are coughing. Tongue is bitter. When you get up and walk, you feel like lying down. When you lie down, you feel like getting up. Isn't it? You feel uneasy. And you can't eat well. They give you some soup or something, vegetable soup or something. So you do activities. Whoever comes to your sick room, by seeing you, they also feel pain. Do you give them happiness? By coughing and vomiting. Do you give anybody happiness? We feel suffering and we also give suffering to others also. And Prabhupada says this is like the conditioned soul. The conditioned soul in the material world, he suffers himself and he distributes suffering to others also. Both he does. And then he says, when a person takes some antibiotics and gets free from the fever, after 3 or 4 days, you become free from the fever. That's like a liberated person. Your fever is gone. But your body is like a balloon without air. You've seen when air is removed from the balloon looks, it just lies flat. Like that you also lie flat in the bed with no strength in the body. That period is called as convalescent stage. Doctor tells you that don't get up from the bed. 2-3 more days you relax and completely get well. Otherwise the disease will come back to you. So therefore he is asked to relax. So he can't do an activity. At the time also he can't eat so well. Only very simple foods are given. That is like the jnani who has got liberated and in Brahma Jyoti is lying down in convalescent state. He doesn't do any activity. No activity. Shanti, shanti, shanti. It's like that. And then Prabhupada talks about a healthy person who has become free from fever, just like all of you now. This fellow can jump in the kirtan, he can dance, he can run, he can eat a full plate of pulao kadi, rasamalai, puran poli and gulab jamun, everything. And he can ask for more prasad and eat. Isn't it? He's a healthy person. So that is compared to the living entity in the spiritual world, Vaikuntha, where he is dynamically engaged in Lord's service. And he is blissfully engaged in Lord's service. So the three stages he says, material world, Brahma Jyoti and spiritual world. In material world there is activity, and spiritual world there is activity, and Brahma Jyoti there is inactivity. These are three different phases of the living entity. So the Shastra say, Bhagavad Gita says that nahi kashi kshanamapi, jat tishtat akarmakrat. Krishna says that even one moment the jiva cannot be inactive. Therefore, when he is, let's see some problem. I think power is bad. So, when one is in Brahma Jyoti, because of want of activity, he comes down again. And that unstable position. Here comes the important point, which I am about to make now. You see, generally, we all practice spiritual life to become peaceful. Why people want to come to temple and practice spiritual life? Peaceful. But that type of peace, what we are looking for, in the Shastras it is said, the moksha vancha is also called pishachi. Bhoga vancha and moksha vancha. Mukti vancha. Both are considered as pishachi. Like material activity, which is independently enacted activities from the Lord, is also considered pishachi. And resting in the Brahma Jyoti without serving the Lord is also called pishachi, both. That means bhogis and the jnanis, both of them are either active or inactive, and that state is considered condemnable by Vaishnavas. So, Prabhupada says that the jiva can never be inactive. So, in the spiritual world, the jiva is active. That doesn't mean there is no tension, there is no anxiety. In the spiritual world. In the spiritual world there is anxiety, but the anxiety to please and serve Krishna. That anxiety is prominent. Like for example, when you read the Lord's pastimes, with gopis and the Lord is dancing, there is romance. Romantic dance. Then when the Lord is with covered boys, there is adventure. Adventurous movements of playing games and also killing the demons. When the Lord is at home, you know, with Mother Yashoda, of course, Lord has no tension, boys have no tension, Yashoda has tension. Because Yashoda is worried about safety and security of Krishna. You will see that. Similarly, when the boys go with Krishna in the forest, they have also tension arising from seeing multiple demons coming in the forest. Similarly, when gopis are dancing with Krishna in romance, they have tension that Krishna will disappear any time from them. So you will find all these devotees have tension, but their tension is in relation to Krishna. It is not independent of Krishna. That is the most important thing. And the tension in relation to Krishna increases the bliss in an everlasting way. Like you will see when Krishna and Balaram were taken out of Vrindavan by Akrura, there is one verse which says, Evam bruvanam virahatura brisham prajastriya krishna vishakta manasaha Visrajjalajjam rurudusmasusvaran Govindadamo dharamadaveti Govindadamo dharamadaveti Govindadamo dharamadaveti. When the gopis saw that Yashoda, Nanda, they all have given permission to Akrura to take Krishna Balaram out of Vrindavan, they were shocked. How can anybody allow Krishna and Balaram to be taken out of Vrindavan? So they were crying since the evening and whole night and the next day morning up till the point when Krishna Balaram were taken away by Akrura. So, but how were they crying? Visrajya lajjam rurudusma susvaran. Susvaran means they sweetly cried, it is said. Can any of you cry sweetly? Like that you cry sweetly? They didn't cry like that. They cried Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti Sab log boliye Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti Govinda Dama Dharamadaveti Govinda Dama Dharamadaveti Govinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 So when they sang the holy names of Krishna like this and cried, in that crying, they remembered all Krishna's pastimes, came to their heart. And by remembering the pastimes, they became jubilant, they became blissful. So, In this way, even in separation, they felt union with Krishna also. Similarly, when cowherd boys in the forest, when they see a big demon, when they get some tension, immediately what they do? They turn to Krishna, isn't it? When they see a forest fire, or suddenly Indra is showering rains, or they see a demon. So that means the dangers remind them of Krishna. They increase the remembrance of Krishna. Just like sometimes a child is playing with a toy, and the mother and father are sitting in the swing, and they are wondering, the child is so busy with the toy. Suddenly a big bumblebee comes into the window. Comes like this. As soon as the child sees, immediately he will close his ears and run to the parents, isn't it? And he'll go and embrace the parents. So the bumblebee acts as an impetus for the child to rush towards the parents and feel safety and security in the embrace of the parents, isn't it? That is what is the spiritual world. The spiritual world is a place where even if there are some tension and challenges, that becomes an impetus for the devotees to run to Krishna's lotus feet. And as soon as the parents embrace the child and pat the child on the back, don't fear, I am here. Then immediately you find the child loses all fear. Child becomes very confident. And now it is time for the child to exchange love with the parents. Sometimes the parents lift the child on the shoulder or throw up and down and catch the child. Or some parents take the child on the two legs and lift the legs like this, isn't it? So now the child is playing multiple games with the parents and child is delighting in those games, isn't it? Similarly, you will find Paritranaya Sadhuna, Vinashaya Chaduskrita, Dharma Samstapanartha, Lord says, which is well known for everybody. Lord kills the demons, re-establishes Dharma, protects the devotees. After protecting devotees, what does the Lord do? The Lord enjoys with the devotees. Different types of pastimes. But the demons make the situation, the opportunity for the Lord and the devotee to interact with each other with more intimacy. The devotee's bhakti becomes accelerated in the presence of the demons, in the presence of the anxieties, in the presence of troubles. And the same is true for book distribution also. Imagine if everything is a cakewalk for you. Like you go to the company and you make a phone call, sir, we want to distribute books in your company. He says, bring all the books and we will give you a separate hall for you and you can stay in our company only. There we can open a book stall also inside the company. And we will give you a facility for cooking your prasad also. And you can bring all your devotees and live here. Will any company say like that? And if they say like that also, then if everything is so smooth for you, there is no thrill. Like Srila Prabhupada is wanting to preach in America. Imagine somebody gives him a flight ticket. Zoom, he flies there. And there are 1,000 Vaishnavas waiting saying that we know that you are a Mahabhagavat descended from the spiritual sky. And we all have been sent by Krishna waiting here to receive you. Hari Bol and everybody is receiving. And they say that we are ready to donate you millions of dollars to build temples. And we are all ready to work for you. Then what happens? Then none of us will feel so much love for Prabhupada. What we feel now after observing his sacrifices, the troubles, the heart attacks and the struggles that he went through. Some people ask, Prabhupada, you say is a pure devotee, then why did he go through these struggles? Actually, they don't understand. Krishna, you know, puts the devotee through situations where the devotee's human tendencies can be exhibited, by which other people can develop great affection and, faith in him. That affection and attraction towards a pure devotee will become the cause of our elevation. So, therefore, when we do services, you will find when the monkeys wanted to build a Setuban and subsequently fight a war against Ravana, how much trouble they endured. Many of them must have broken their hands, broken their legs, died in the battle also, because they only had stones and trees to fight with. They didn't have technology like Ravana. Ravana and others had mystical potencies, mystical shaktis and all with which they disappeared in the sky and they were throwing, weapons. So monkeys actually endured a lot of difficulty. But their joy was what? We are enduring this difficulty for whose pleasure? For Lord Rama's pleasure. Similarly, whether it is Krishna Lila, Ram Lila, or any Lila for that matter, you will find. Lord doesn't say that since you all have become my devotees, now we can go back home and relax in our easy chair. Just eat and sleep. Lord doesn't say that. There will be challenges, difficulties, troubles, trials, tests will come in the life of devotees. And in all those situations, the devotees will turn to Krishna, remember Krishna, call out Krishna's names, and take shelter of Krishna. And then Krishna will come there. And when Krishna comes, when devotees see Krishna, their love for Krishna is increased manifold at that time, when they are in tension. And then Krishna solves the problem and then exchanges love with devotees, and it becomes a great joy for the devotee. Similarly, he is telling in the purport which we read previously, a pure devotee, without embarrassing himself by trying for elevation in so many ways. What elevation? By collecting material opulences. People think if I go to America and get a degree, that's a very great thing. People think, somebody thinks that I want to become a... like in my college, I've seen people used to try to become a dancer, disco dancer, or a great solo singer, or somebody want to become a star. There are thousands of youngsters who come to Bombay to become cinema stars and to become singers. Although they spend a lot of time, ultimately they end up only becoming a TV star or something. The two very insignificant star. But you see that people are having so many material ambitions in this world. People especially want a position where they can influence the masses, where they can have control over the people, they can have popularity of the people, and they can actually, the goal is to have one of the opulences of the Lord very prominently, whether it be beauty, whether it be strength, whether it be wealth, whether it be fame, such kinds of things. So therefore he's saying, a pure devotee, without embarrassing himself by trying for elevation in so many ways, stays in the safest position as a servant of Krishna. And thus his life is eternally safe, he's saying, without a doubt. So here he's saying the Pandavas kept themselves in the safest position. And immediately he's talking about Upabharghana. And there's a connection between the two. Why? Because he wants to tell Yudhishthir that I was having a very handsome body. And I happened to be a Gandharva, which means he had a beautiful body also and he was a very sweet singer also. And not only that, he was surrounded by beautiful women, apsaras, who were always surrounding him. So in this way, he says, I had multiple advantages. And I was like a playboy, and I could roam around here and there, and I was wearing sandalwood pulp and wearing garland and moving around here and there, enjoying life. Which means, he says that I was freaking out. I was enjoying life. But that came to a halt at one point of time. And then earlier I thought I had good luck in my life and turned into bad luck. Because I misused, just like Nalakur Manigri misused their handsome bodies and everything, wealthy family and everything. So he says, then I was condemned to become a Dasiputra. Now in this world, if you become a Dasiputra, son of a servant maid, that's considered a condemnable position. But then he says, but devotional service elevated me to a position even beyond the position of Upabharghana. Upabharghana is only a Gandharva, but now I am a Narada now. Now I am carrying the Veena. Devadattam imam Veenam swara brahma vibhushitam murcha yitva harikatam gayamanas charamyaham. Like that he says, with the Veena gifted by Lord Vishnu to me personally, because of his love and mercy for me, playing Sarigama Padanisa in the Veena, I am traveling from one place to another, flying and preaching the glories of the Lord. Now also Narada is popular, Upabharghana was popular. There is a big difference. Upabharghana was popular as a playboy. Narada is popular as a play toy in Krishna's hands. Isn't it? There is a big difference between the two. So, and he says that earlier he became object of curse of the demigods. But now Narada is actually also a demigod. But he is a sage among demigods. Isn't it? So earlier he had degraded his life. Now he had become elevated in that position. And what elevated him to the position of Narada is what? Devotion service. So I will show you the notes now. Yeah. So, I will try to quickly show you the notes. Actually, I made the notes so that it will be very easy to go through. And I brought it. It's coming? Not coming? Yeah. See, Pandava's life was always full of troubles, yet they always took shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. Hence the Lord spent maximum of his time with them. You know this point. Kunti Maharani says, give us more suffering so that you will stay with us. Krishna consciousness is not the process of chanting when everything is fine, but it is the process of preparing for the time when everything can go wrong. This I got from Gauranga Prabhu. Gauranga Prabhu's famous. Gauranga Prabhu used to speak on Vrindavan Leela. He used to always say that, don't expect that when you chant, everything will be fine. We are not Brahmavadis that we want to go to Brahma Jyoti and relax there. We should actually chant so that we get opportunity to associate with Krishna. And that association may come sometimes when things are goody-goody or things are not so goody. Both times. Things may be, there may be joyful times. Like in Vrindavan, there are celebrations also. Gopis are celebrating Krishna's Uthan. You know, and Gopis are celebrating Govardhan Puja. So there are festival times and there are crisis times. But they don't worry about it. They don't say that, why did we associate with this Krishna? You know, see, Indra is troubling us, showering heavy rain. We followed this words of this fellow Krishna and we are in trouble now. They never said like that. They felt great delight in rushing to Krishna's lotus feet always. See, the modern education teaches us to depend on our own faculties and imbibes the mood of being in control, isn't it? Actually, the modern education's aim is first to make a lot of money, have a lot of skills, a lot of abilities, and then show off, impress other people. And then by impressing others, and many people come under your control, control them. On the other hand, simple devotees who have faced enough miseries and failures, and they are more mature in handling such calamities of life. For example, one of my college mates in IIT, same hostel, hostel 5 in IIT, in his fourth year, although he got first rank in first 3 years, fourth year he got, you know, failure in 2-3 papers. Somehow, some problem happened. So, his mother, father were calling him repeatedly on phone. He was not picking up. And all friends were calling. His room was closed. His friends are wondering, why is he not opening the room? But midnight, he got up and walked towards the Virar Lake and entered into the lake and committed suicide. Because he could not face his friends, face his parents, face the society. Because he was aiming at a gold medal. But he couldn't make it in the final year. On the other hand, you will find the Pandava's brother, I mean, Bhima was poisoned. Their wife was insulted in the public assembly. Their kingdom was usurped away. They were driven to the jungle. When they came back, kingdom was not given. First, second, third, fourth. Who will in this world can survive such a series of reversals? But Pandavas, do you think they ever considered suicide as an option? Therefore, Narada asked Lord Krishna, my dear Lord Krishna, Pandavas underwent such reversals, but my surprise is, how is it that they still love you so much? They remember you so much. What jadu you have done on them? They are remembering you always. So, the Pandavas always lived in security and safety in the shelter of Krishna. This is a sentence from Prabhupada. Just now I read it out. Correct, no? So, everybody in this world binds themselves with many skills and abilities. But what happens when we get qualifications, accolades, skills, abilities? These things actually make us think that I am in control. I am talented. I am potent. I am powerful. I am in control. And I am... they call it as a self-made. He's called as a... what do you call it? Self-made man. Yeah, self-made man. Self-made man. People think that they are self-made man, not Krishna-made man. So, such a kind of pride, that's what Upabharghana was, correct, no? Upabharghana had a handsome body and he was surrounded by women and he was a singer and everything. So, because of all these things, Upabharghana thought actually completely forgot the Lord. And when he went to the Prajapati's assembly, where they were speaking katha of the Lord and singing glories of the Lord, there he was teasing them, singing something else, which is an imitation of what they were singing. Like sometimes when devotees are taking Krishna's name, somebody else may take some karmi name joking about the devotees. So that, like that he was behaving. Why he was behaving like that? Naturally, it's because of the pride that comes from a handsome body and having the womanly contact and having some talent. So, but the Pandavas, on the other hand, they were devotees of Krishna. Therefore, he told, Narada Muni explains, Upaparana, I told you, was bewildered by lusty desires. These are the points Prabhupada says in the purport. Cultural ignorance. Cultural ignorance means behavioral ignorance. We don't know the culture, how to behave. Prabhupada says that in Prabhupada's times, Prabhupada observed that previously, if any young boy is smoking a cigarette, if an old man comes near him, he will throw away the cigarette. But Prabhupada says, now the times have changed. Young boys are smoking cigarette on the face of the old people. On the face only they blow. They have no shame. People have no shame at all. People have lost their shame. Similarly, therefore, there is no cultural training. There is no upbringing. Culture actually means what you eat or how you eat also. For example, if you are sitting with your friend, you should first ask your friend, please you take. And then after you give him, then you take in your plate. But nowadays people have lost the culture. They don't know the etiquette of eating, etiquette of speaking, etiquette of behavior. Here it especially talks about wrong etiquettes in dealing with Prajapatis and the Devatas. And lack of spiritual training, Prabhupada says. And free intermingling with opposite sex. And concoction of various ideas. And people being mandabhagya, unfortunate. And people being upadrita, always disturbed. So these are symptoms of the age of Kali. And youngsters are the ones who are subjected to these things. Therefore, we should remember always, after we came to Krishna consciousness, how we have been saved from all this. We are taught the etiquette, how to deal with the senior, how to deal with equal, how to deal with junior, how to deal with acharya, how to deal with Krishna, how to deal with opposite sex, how to deal with children, how to deal with non-devotees outside, how to deal with plants and trees, how to deal with, Supreme Lord, Krishna, how to deal with a dog or a cow. We are taught all these things. If you see a cow in vada form in Egojeevi, you will care as a cow. If you see a dog, you will not take a puppy dog in your lap. You will not take. Modern day people are taking a dog in their lap and the dog is with their tongue licking their cheeks. Like that, you have seen that? Because they don't know the culture. They are not trained. It's a dirty dog. Dogs are considered very unclean. According to Vedic life. Cows can be kept inside the house also. But people are not trained now. They cut the throat of the cow and eat the cow flesh while keeping the dog on their lap. Because they just don't know the culture. You see? Similarly, people don't know how to deal with the opposite sex, deal with the women, how the woman should deal with man, how the man should deal with woman. That should be a respectful dealing. So you find that Upabharana had all these problems, which are also the problems of the boys nowadays. So since Upabharana became a Dasiputra, and then he met Bhaktivedantas, similarly all of us, our students, we all have met Bhaktivedanta Swami, Prabhupada. Prabhupada ki. So we are also given an opportunity to become a follower of Narada. Correct, no? See, follower of Narada means not just standing 16 rounds. You have to bring more people. He goes everywhere and preaches and brings more and more people to Krishna consciousness. So if we did not get the association of Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, we would be like Upabharana only. Correct, no? You all agree? That's a possibility or not? You are not sure? I think you are thinking you are already wonderful, even before. So, therefore, as Prabhupada says, therefore it is important to cultivate this culture, taking shelter of Krishna. So, association is like a door which opens by seva. Only when we serve, we enter into association. Like he served the Bhaktivedantas, correct, no? Their hearts were touched. Then he asked them, can I also sit and listen to the Krishna Katha you are speaking? They said, why not? Come, most welcome. Krishna Katha, there's no restriction. Anybody can come. Then they allowed him to sit. Then when he heard the Katha, because he had rendered service to them, the Katha became very meaningful for him. Tatran vaham Krishna Katha pragayatam anugrahena shranavam manohara tashraddhaya menupadam vishrinvataha priyashravasyangamamabhavatruchihi. He says, when I heard Krishna Katha from them, Krishna Katha pragayatam anugrahena, by their mercy, they allowed me to attend their class. Manohara, he's saying, Shranavam Manohara, their speech was so relishable to my mind and heart. Ta Shraddhaya Menupadam Vishrinbat. I heard the Katha with great Shraddha, great transcendental faith. And what happened to me? Ruchi became awakened by hearing their Katha in my heart. So this is the power of association of Vaishnava devotees. And then, as I told you, real opulence association of such devotees. Our destiny is solely dependent on how we become dependent on the mercy of devotees. So three things. Ichchashakti means desire. Jnanashakti means knowledge. Kriyashakti means ability to execute. In this way we can carve our destiny. So the Narada boy was a Dasiputra, which is a very low position, lowly position. And he carved a destiny to become Narada, which is a very high position of a pure devotee. He is one of the Dvadasha Mahajans. 12 Mahajans also, Narada. And he is guru of whom? Vedavyas. And his son of whom? Brahma, yeah. And what type of son is he? He was born from the deliberation of Brahma. There were sons who were born from the shadow of Brahma, born from the, you know, different limbs of Brahma. From the ears, Pulastya came, from the thumb, Daksha came, like that, different portions. But he came from the deliberation of Brahma. The best aspect of Brahma is his bhakti, and from that he was born. Narada. So Narada is son of Brahma, born from the bhakti deliberation of Brahma. He is also the pure devotee of Narayana, Krishna. And he is also the guru of Vedavyas. Such an exalted position he achieved. From what position? From Dasiputra's position. How? He created the destiny by taking advantage of the association of devotees. So he actually was asked by his mother to serve prasadam to the saintly people. And also he served and he ate the remnants and he sat and heard the katha very attentively and developed shraddha in them. So we have to exercise that. And when one is in the mood to engage in loving devotion service, then we can undergo purification. So the spiritual master gives us training and vision. So the Bhaktivedantas gave him training how to do devotion service, and through that he got the vision. Yamam pashyati sarvatra sarvam cha mai pashyati. So see, there are three critical factors when we associate with devotees. That means the self-control is the first thing. Actually, when there is self-control, then we can become disciplined. And when we are disciplined, then we can become obedient. Like you see, there is a strong tendency to be irresponsible and avoid service because we are lazy. Correct, no? Like in marathon time, we have the choice to go out and distribute books or be irresponsible and lazy and not go out, because there is nobody with a gun behind you. Nobody is going to ask you. So in the path of devotion service, people sometimes think, once I wear a tilak and I have a kantimala and bead bag with me, I am a devotee. I look into the mirror, I look like a devotee. Okay, I must be devotee only. People assume like that. Actually, devotee means one who engages in devotion service. He takes some responsibility and he takes up some service on behalf of the guru, and he works hard for the pleasure of the guru and the acharya. So in this way, Narada boy, you know, in that village when the Bhaktivedantas came, he took advantage. He not only, his mother was, like Prabhupada says in his lecture, today morning I was hearing, Prabhupada was saying, the Bhaktivedantas gave him service. Please wash these clothes. Please get some fruits. Please get us some prasadam. Please wash this plate. Like that they told him some service, Prabhupada says. They were giving him some service. So he got the opportunity to listen to their instruction and execute their instruction, and we rendered the service. So Bhaktivedantas gave service to Dasiputra, and our AC Bhaktivedanta Swami is giving us the service of book distribution. So we are also serving Bhaktivedantas. And by rendering the service, what will happen? We can go from very lowly position to a very high position. Because he took initiative. He did not want to rest in Brahma Jyoti. Rather, he wanted to become a dynamic devotee of the Lord, who can spread the Lord's glories all over the world. So, in the initial days, everything is blissful. But as we grow, we commit offenses. One of the reasons for committing offenses is looking for comfort. When you look for a comfortable position, somebody will correct us. Don't look for comfort. Work hard. Then you will commit offenses to them. Or when we don't go out, internally we get cooked up. People get cooked up. Therefore, you will find sometimes a husband, wife are very busy going out. You will find one husband, wife here putting a book table. You may be knowing. They put a book table. So when they are busy distributing books, reaching out Krishna consciousness, people completely, forget their own personal anxieties. But if we don't take initiative to do such a thing, then within the four walls, we are likely to, have some ego trip or get some ego problem, because mind is always having so many expectations and wants and demands. And if you love somebody more, our expectation is also more. Even though they are serving well, still we find fault. That's our nature. Everybody is trying their best. We find fault because we are not engaging in Krishna conscious activity. You go out, there is no time to blame because our nose will be cut outside. When you go out, you will get so many punches on the nose, we will become humble. But inside the four walls, we are very proud because everything comes very easily. And we can be finding fault. Hey, ye tik nahi hai, wo tik nahi hai, climate bhi tik nahi hai, kya kar rahe hain demigods? Tik nahi hai. We become a boss of everything that we survey. When you go out, people are saying, I'm not interested, get lost. And people are cutting our nose and people are smashing us. Then we become humble. Therefore, by entering service, as Maya tests us to see whether we are here to serve. Okay. See, all these divine qualities appeared in Narada when he associated with the Bhaktivedantas. Attachment to devotees. Tasya evam menu raktasya prashitasya hataina saha shaddadanasya dantasya. What is that? Shaddadanasya balasya dantasya anucharasya cha. Like that he is saying. Tasya evam me anuraktasya. I developed attachment to the devotees. And then prashitasya. I was gentle. And I was sinless, hataina saha, shraddhadanasya, I developed faith, and balasya, dantasya, anucharasya, I became sense control, anuchara, I became anuchara means follower, I became their follower. All these six wonderful qualities appeared in Narada's body by associating with the Bhaktivedantas. So, the association of devotees produces many divine qualities, provided we associate with them and learn knowledge and get the vision. And we render service and we attract mercy more and more. So these are the medals for a Vaishnava. Jaya Shri Prabhupada ki, Chalde Nayana Kla. So I was making a comparison of those Bhaktivedantas and our Prabhupada. That was one comparison. Another comparison, another thing I told was going from a very lowly position to an advanced position. By two things, by association and service. That was another thing I was emphasizing. And another thing I told was that Narada is revealing to Yudhishthir Maharaj, in this world, achieving material opulences is not the goal of life. Because those material opulences can make us proud and think of ourselves to be self-made masters. Rather, whatever opulences Krishna has given us, it's good enough, but we should check whether we are staying safe in, he says, a pure devotee, please repeat.
Pure devotee.
Without embarrassing himself.
By trying for elevation.
In so many ways.
Stays
in the safest position.
As a servant of Krishna.
And thus,
his life is eternally safe.
Without a doubt.
Which means if you have attained the position of servant of Krishna, you are already a winner in life.
Which is the case with all of us. Because this position is given to us by spiritual master. Das or Dasi. So the only thing is we have to stay safe. We should not jump out.
Correct, na? Because what happens generally, we are put by Guru, spiritual master, in a very safe position, a servant of Krishna. But sometimes living in it, he jumps out and wants to do something in this world to achieve this, achieve that. So we have to stay safe in this position as servant of Krishna. So in that connection, he gives Upabharhana example. How, although one may be materially very opulent, but that material opulence can become a source of great trouble. So instead of struggling hard in this world to be a material winner, one can become a spiritual winner by being a servant of Krishna. See, which is easy? Being a spiritual winner is easy, or a material winner is easy? A spiritual winner, because spiritual means you have to just become das. That's all. Just chant 16 rounds, follow 4 regs and get initiated, you will become das or dasi. Very easy, no? But to become material winner, there's a big cutthroat competition outside. Huh? All over the world. Huh? Big, and then even if you become material winner, then remember Upabharana, what happened to him. Huh? Isn't it? Or you become a spiritual winner like the Dasiputra becoming a Narada. Huh? So therefore, Prabhupada himself was a great Jataja Narada Muni, follower of Narada. And my spiritual master told, you should put Narada right above Prabhupada, he said, while putting the Mahajans. And then he gave a reason for that. He said, just as Narada traveled world, you know, all over the globe, all over the universe and preached, Prabhupada traveled all over the globe and preached. So Prabhupada is Jataja Narada Muni. Shri Prabhupada ki? Yeah. Srimad Bhagavatam ki? Yeah. Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki? Yeah.